Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Tom Andreola. Thanks for everyone who's joining in and for everyone who may be listening later on the recorded version of this. I'm really excited about this particular webinar today because I believe this is one of the one or two most important things that we do as employees as well as people. And today we're going to talk about professional development. And you're going to hear from both Donna and Linda, they're going to share with you a lot of different pieces of information and resources that you could take advantage of as part of your professional development program. It's a very timely webinar because we have entered the performance appraisal season, and performance appraisal is not just about talking about performance and contribution, but it's also one eye goes towards the future, and we talk about development of our employees, development of ourselves to really be successful in our careers, whatever our aspirations might be. And so I really look forward to you taking this information and bringing it into practice and what you are going to be going through with the performance appraisal over the next couple of months. An important point, one of the things I wanted to get across as part of this is important point number one. Career development is your responsibility. Each person needs to take and own that responsibility, own the conversation. And the role of managers and organizations is to make sure that we create a level playing field so that all employees have access to the same opportunities and that, we connect those opportunities to the employee around the goals that you set. And so that's an important thing to remember that, you're going to hear from me a lot as we go through this performance appraisal season. The second thing, and I just got out of a session last week with 12 CIOs from several different industries, was the importance in the IT field to not focus too much on technical skills. And I'm going to go farther in saying, let's not focus on technical skills more than 10% and really focus more when we look at professional employee development on the people side. One of the things that we saw when we looked at the trends of IT as a function and a profession, we looked at how people move into higher levels in their organizations and contribution, much more of it is based on their success with the people skills. And so I really want, for you as individuals and for you as managers who are working with your, with your direct reports, to think about the people skills as it relates to the professional development program. The third point is you're going to hear today about a lot of resources that are free. Let me say that again, that are free right here inside UC that you have no excuse not to take advantage of. There's so much that's already put in place for us as an organization to grow ourselves. We just need to take advantage of it, and it doesn't cost you or your manager or your department any money. Please, please, please take advantage of that. And fourth, the importance of the network. Networks really have evolved in two forms to now, and I believe as professional development, we need to look at both. One is the network we have inside the organization we work for because it allows us to build credibility and reach out for help and connect people and ideas together. But the second is, and you won't always hear this from managers, is the external network. Having a strong network through mechanisms like LinkedIn are really, really important because it connects you to ideas that are outside our organization. What are other organizations doing? And whether that's to connect you to a technical resource or an idea to bring back for something that maybe we haven't thought of yet or haven't tried yet, develop that professional network as well. There is no, this part of career development because we look at the whole employee. So with those couple of key points that I wanted to get across, I'm going to turn it over to Donna Salvo, who's going to talk to you about professional development and how we do that here at the University of California.
Okay, great. Thank you, Tom. I just also want to thank all of you for inviting Linda and I in to talk with you today. We are delighted to be here and to give the group some insight and tips on professional development. And today we, as Tom mentioned, we're going to take you through the process of developing a plan, the difference between building your skills and the difference between skills and competencies, and also talk a little bit about what tools and resources are available to you and for you to get started if you haven't already in your development plan. So let's get started with the first part of the program today in creating your professional development plan. So when you create your professional development plan, I have people often ask me, As someone in human resources and talent management for over 30 years, I often get asked, can you give me some tips on how to advance my career and become more marketable? Or what should I be doing to develop a good development plan, and what should be included in that development plan? So in my role today, what I focus on trying to do is to help people with how to, what are the best ways for approaching developing their professional skills and abilities, which really ties into how they achieve their professional and their personal goals, because personal goals also should be part of your development plan. So this is a process that takes time and planning, and it is critically important process to identify what needs to be done and how to get started, and most importantly, how to stay on track. Because often we get started and outline our goals, but more than often, we don't stay focused and we don't stay on track with those goals. So but here are my answers. I think they're pretty simple, and they're not always what people expect. Some people expect a very detailed and very convoluted outline and hard to follow, but they're really simple. There are three essential areas, and we're going to cover them. The first one is, it's up to you. So very first and foremost, it's up to you. Tom shared his thoughts with you about the importance of managing your career today and that career development is your responsibility, but let's take it just a bit further. Your professional development is really not the responsibility of anyone but you. Not UC, not your boss, not even a personal coach if you have one. It's just you. It's up to you. And what some organizations do is to try to help with the process of professional development by creating professional development plans, or often referred to as PDPs, or individual development plans, which are called IDPs, which is what we use here at UCOP. Often, these plans, this is done by your manager with you, and then sometimes without you, believe it or not. So let's stop here for a moment because I want to ask a question of the group, a couple questions. The first question I want to ask you is, do you have an active development plan in place? And so what I'm going to ask you to do is take a poll here. Either press yes or no and submit that to us, and we'll show the results here. Okay, let's see how we did. Okay. So it looks like, 63% said no and 36% said yes. So for those of you that said yes, let's go to the next question. Do you revisit your plan more than once a year? Again, let's do a yes and a no. Well, that's great, because at least you're staying on track with 57% of you. And, now it's 50-50. Someone added, so that's great. Well, we need to. It's really important to revisit your plan more than once a year to stay on track. So let's go to the third question for all of you. Do you have your manager support for your plan? Yes or no? And we don't know who's answering yes and no, so. So it looks like almost 90% of you are saying, yes, you have your manager support for your plan. That's fabulous. So it's great to have your plan in place, to revisit your plan more than once a year, and to have your manager support for your plan. because it really is up to you. And it begins with working on a development plan that meets what you want to achieve. And you should proactively develop your own plan. And what that means is as you develop your plan yourself and think about things that go into your plan, you can use this plan as a discussion tool with your manager. And here are the things that you'll want to focus on when developing a plan. The first is identify where you are today. You really have to know where you are today before you can determine where you want to be 3 to 5 years from now. So that's the first thing you want to think about. Where am I in my career today, and where do I want to be 3 to 5 years from now? Identify your goals. These should be your true long-term career goals. And focus on the positives you are seeking to achieve. Things you want, things that you like, opportunity to develop strengths in. And so that's what determining your interests means if you're looking at the chart that's on the screen right now. Always think 2 or 3 steps beyond your current position. How will your next step place you closer to your ultimate goal? So will it open the doors leading to your long-term goals? Is it the best next step to help you to succeed? And are you prepared for the next step? So what do you need? So all of those questions you want to ask yourself when you're identifying your goals and preparing your plan. And then thirdly, identify and take action on what skills need to be grown. I know that Tom talked about, let's focus about 10% on our technical skills and the other percentage left over, 90%, on people skills. So how do we develop the soft skills? But do also take a look at what skills need to be grown. And then identify and take action on those competencies we call as your softer skills, your people management skills and such, and determine what do I need to develop in those competencies. And always remember this, that senior management needs partners in the IT department who always understand the business, deliver business value, and make positive things happen. So those are things to think of when you think about how you prepare yourself and how do you prepare your plan. So I talked a little bit about skills versus competencies, and I just wanted to cover for you what's the difference when we talk about skills versus competencies. In creating a development plan, you need to kind of identify what the differences are. So what is a skill? And here's a list of things that you can read over. But the term skills and competencies sometimes are used interchangeably. What we focus competencies on are those behavioral skills that need to be developed that we call competencies. And I'll just go down to the bottom bullet. A skill is something learned in order to be able to carry out one or more job functions. So there are things that you develop technical skills around. So let's go to the next slide, which is, what's a competency? A competency really are those abilities that combined your knowledge to effectively maneuver in your role in the organization. And it really is the how-to of what we do. It's, I've got a skill, but how do I apply that skill? It's that application process. So they're more than just a skill, as I drop down to the very bottom bullet. They include abilities and behaviors, as well as knowledge that is fundamental to the use of a skill. So let me give you an example of this in an IT context. Let's take programming. To effectively write a computer program, one needs good analytical, logical, and interpretive ability, as well as the skill to write the program in a specific language. So learning Java or C++, et cetera, is a skill. But underlining the ability to use that skill effectively is the analytical, the logical, and the interpretive ability, those are what we call competencies. And the reason that we suggest this is because it is relatively easy to learn other programming languages once one knows one language well. However, without the underlining competence, it is virtually impossible to write an effective program. So it is irrespective of the language. So let's focus on the people skills, the soft skills, to complement the technical skills. And that's what Tom had said about when he opened up for you. So that's the difference between when you are building your plan, focus on what skills do I need to have, but what complements those skills from a competency perspective. And that's what we look for when we look at where you go within your career and how you develop yourself. Okay. So let me go one step a little further. Competencies effectively fall into three different groups: behavioral competencies, functional or technical, and professional. Behavioral are problem-solving behaviors used appropriately and responsibly in the management of personal affairs. They're a set of human skills acquired via teaching or direct experience that are used to handle problems and questions commonly encountered in daily human interactions, such as, I'll give you examples, communications, analytical ability, problem solving, initiative, etc. The functional or technical competencies related to the functions, the process, and roles within the organization. Examples with that would be application systems development, networking and communication, database analysis and design. Those are some examples of that. Professional competencies are those competencies that allow for success in an organizational context. They are the accelerators of performance. And they are the reason that people sometimes fail to excel in jobs if they don't have those competencies. Examples for those might be, what is the organizational or business environment, industrial and professional standards, negotiation. People management falls under that area of competencies. So those are the kinds of competencies. And then what we do is we take those competencies and we determine out of those what are core to the organization, what are key, and what are critical. So we place those in each of those competencies in sort of that standard. So here at UC, I'm going to take you to the next slide. We have the UC competency model I want to share with you. This UC competency model outlines in the first box the individual contributor. So if you are an individual contributor, we have system-wide UC core competencies that are used commonly across the organization, such as communication, engagement, innovation, change management. So you can see these are core competencies to UC. In addition to that, we have just developed what's called the UC People Management competencies. And I'll go on the next slide a little bit further into what those are. Self-focus, and underneath self-focus, for example, is about developing and using one's leadership skills, knowledge, and abilities. So underneath that, there are descriptives that describe that competency, demonstrating leadership fundamentals, developing and communicating personal vision of performance, demonstrating managerial courage, demonstrating self-awareness and self-control, and demonstrating authenticity. We have five competencies under the People Management Competency Series, and these competencies are now being rolled out across the university as part of development and training around people management, so that we have identified these are key competencies for people managers across the university. And the they're narrowed down is under each, what do I need to develop under each of those competencies so they can help you to lay out a plan as people managers in the university. Okay, so let's move on to the next slide. This is kind of a cool slide. I hope you think so too. What it really outlines here and what's important when I was talking about the three simple steps to developing a plan is it's never final. So your development plan is not written in stone. It can and should be revised on a regular basis. Because goals shift, people change, and circumstances present new challenges and opportunity, as a growing professional, you have to remain nimble. All of these things can impact your goals. So what this chart really, as you move through your professional development, it isn't just about developing around your skills and your competencies and taking courses or classes. It's a combination of things that you want to develop. Everything that plays into your development is what are the formal activities, things that take more than 4 hours, structured courses, seminars, technical training. So you can identify something in each of those boxes or one of those boxes. But also, what informal activities do we need to focus on? As we all know, on-the-job training is one very great way of learning how to develop something for yourself. Getting the experience on the job is one of the key ways to learn, and we'll talk about that in a minute, why it's so important. But also reading technical journals. I wonder how many of you actually take time to read publications or journals that help you to get knowledge and increase your development and learning. Peer and professional interaction, mentoring, or being mentored, informally or formally. You know, pick someone that you know has developed a particular skill or competency or is working on something in their career that you'd like to also shadow on. Ask some questions about what that is. Demonstrating that you are engaged in professional activities in the community. Sometimes just being involved, you learn through the involvement that you have with those activities. And then last but not least is the contribution to your profession. So as Tom talked about earlier, there's different ways that you can and resources that you can get involved with, but also what are you contributing back? So there's a learning when you contribute back to your profession as well that you have the ability to do. Some people write technical articles and post them. Some people write white papers and post them. But or they volunteer in other organizations. And that's another way to develop your overall. If you think about a development plan as a circle, it's a piece of that pie. It's a full circle. Okay. So I talked a little bit about why on-the-job learning is so important. And adults learn differently than we did when we were children in school and we were having fun in the second and third grade. But really, adults learn through experiences and practical application. So 70% is experiential, meaning that it's how I learn, what I see, what I get involved with. And then 20% of our learning is through relationships, what we learn through our resources, who we know, viewing others. And then it's observation and networking and feedback. And it really pains me since I oversee a training function, but only 10% is what we learn in actual classroom training. So taking those training courses online. But if you need to have all three to really build out that comprehensive learning for yourself. And then lastly, it's never done. So I talked about in the beginning, there's three steps. Professional development is never complete. If you want to continue moving forward in your career, you must continue growing your skills. Learning is a lifelong process, and your IDP is a career-long tool. So that's why you want it to be nimble and flexible so that you have it and you grow your development plan. As long as you're a professional, your IDP will be a big component of your career success toolkit. So when you think about where do I want to go, how do I want to grow, it's all part of that big circle. So it really is never done. It's three simple steps. Just remember to plan, to revisit your plan, and then to continue to add to your plan. And that will take you through your professional development planning. So the next thing that I'm going to do is turn this over to Linda, who is going to talk about how to supplement your development plan with the resources that we have available for you to take advantage of.
Thank you, Donna. Good morning. As Donna said, and as Tom said earlier, we have a number of resources that are available to us here at Office of the President. And so I'd like to just highlight those so that in case you aren't aware of them, that you have increased awareness. I'm going to touch on some of the available resources on the UC Learning Center, talk specifically about on-site workshops as well as some discounts at Academy X, and then also highlighting leadership and management development. Before I get into specifics, though, I want to pick up on Donna's comment about how we really learn the bulk of new experiences, new learnings through experiential exercises or experiential focus. And I always think of formalized training programs as being the foundation or the basis of it. But in order to really maximize the impact of those courses, how do you turn it around? How do you use it on the job? And I also think this is where managers come in to be a tremendous support, is to really reinforce. What did you learn? How can you use it? We have a number of on-site workshops that are available at no cost to UCOP employees. The first one being career development with assisting an individual to really do some self-assessment, looking at resumes, what are the different networking opportunities, as well as interviewing skills. We also have a number of communication programs. We get into essentials of communication that discusses different styles and how maybe your style is different than those that you work with and how can you more effectively communicate with those who have different styles. We also have several writing courses. We also have an influencing skills workshop. We understand that often we don't have formal control over other people in the organization, and so therefore we need to develop our influencing skills. We also have project management, which is an introduction to really planning a project, scheduling it, how do we really track it, how do we get all of our stakeholders involved. We also have a number of professional development courses, such as leading meetings, managing time, conflict management, as well as our technical skills program. Most of the technical skills we offer here are introductory and probably not as detailed as you might need for in the IT world. Before we move on to talking about Academy X, the other thing I wanted to call out is Donna mentioned that we are implementing a number of people management programs, and there will be, within the next couple of weeks, available at UC Learning Center online courses on hiring for success that will help those who are in the hiring process to really plan their strategy what are behavioral interviewing questions, how you structure your interview, also appropriate laws that impact how we select and hire people. In addition, there are a series of performance management online programs, e-learning, that will go through setting expectations, coaching, delegating, when you have individuals who maybe need corrective counseling. So there's a whole series. Many of these fell under the employee-driven section of and competencies for people management. So keep on the lookout for those. Those will be available to anyone, and they are, as is appropriate for e-learning modules, they're always available. They are small sections, so it's easy to access. And also, and I think this is particularly appropriate for hiring, you're not always hiring someone, but when you get ready to initiate a search, this is a great opportunity for you to go back in and check, what do I need to do if I'm structuring an interview? So they're always available and can be just in time. We do have an arrangement with Academy X, and if there is a need for more in-depth IT training, we as OP employees get a 40% discount on their public courses. I would encourage you to reach out to me if there are courses that you want to take. You don't get the discount if you do the online registration. We have a special process that we use to ensure that you get the discount. We also have a number of courses in leadership development, management development. I currently on site, we offer a series on performance management that are instructor-led. We also have a couple in the series, Essentials of Leadership. We also have a number of cohort programs, and these are ones that individuals are selected to go through a series of sessions as a cohort. And we have the three-session UC Management Development Program that is offered throughout the system. We also have our OP Leadership Development Program, which is a series of 9 sessions. It's an application process, and we offer that once a year. And we also have the UCOP Coro Leadership Collaborative, which is 10 sessions, and those individuals tend to be selected from senior level people. Okay, Donna.
All right, so this is Donna, and I wanted to point out a couple of system-wide programs that we have or resources for you. I'm not sure if you've all heard of Corporate Leadership Council. We often refer to it as CLC, but it's part of the Corporate Executive Board, and we have a membership, a general membership for all of UC. We have a membership that also includes training and development programs and information and resources, as well as the Human Resource General Membership. But as you can see, there's things like metrics, high potential employees, strategic planning. We also have one on recruiting as well, membership. This is open to anyone who is at UC, that you have a you have your email address. You go in, you log in, you sign up as a first-time user, use your UC email address, and you'll have access to everything. But the kind of cool thing on the next page is that available to managers is a resource, Manager Excellence Resource Center called MERC. Under the Resource Manager Excellence Resource Center, there's lots of tips for managers on things that you may have questions about, as Linda was talking about some of the training. But this is, let me go and read a white paper. Let me find out if there's an event going on, or let me find out if there's a blog on this. So you get a lot of information besides also pre-recorded webinars that have happened you have access to. And it also has tools and forms, so documents, that you can also download and use. So there's a lot of resources available to people managers and, quite frankly, to anybody who has an interest who wants to go in. So we just don't designate it to managers. So the next slide is an example of a performance going through Merck to performance development. So developing people and managing performance. So how do you set objectives? So how do you create SMART goals? So some of these are things that you can go into just to kind of trigger your mind about what should I be doing, how can I best do it, what are some of the best practices that are out there. So I wanted to let you know that this tool is available to you and resource to you simply because you're a UC employee. Then the next thing that we wanted to pull together for you, and we mentioned, as I mentioned earlier, utilizing associations and organizations are always key to your development. It also helps to build your knowledge base when you are part of these organizations, whether it's through their journals and their documents or just going to. So here is a list for you to start from. And you'll have a copy, I think, of the slides afterwards too, if you don't already know about these. But I would start with these, and these are really connected to UC and the work that we do here as well. So I think that this is a good place to start and to build if you don't already belong to these organizations or associations. Tap into them, and then Tom mentioned LinkedIn. If you haven't already built a profile or you are not part of LinkedIn, I would first and foremost really encourage you to do so. That seems to be more than just a place to go to look for a job anymore. There are great tools and resources on LinkedIn as well. There's the influencers page where you have key individuals that you can ask questions of or that are publishing information for you to read, and that's through their influencers page within LinkedIn. But even more than that are the associations and organizations or groups that are formed on LinkedIn. This is just an example of one, which is where I pulled up the higher education IT strategy forum. So it's a group that you can join, and then when you have questions or you're curious about something or you want to read up on, you can use this to communicate to others that are from your industry that are part of these groups. Additionally, there's higher education for IT, IT directors in higher education as an example. So as you can see, there's a number of groups that you have access to through LinkedIn, which I would highly recommend joining if you haven't already done so. So those are the resources that we have. That is available for everyone. I think now we want to unmute the phones. And
the conference has been unmuted.
So we're open to take questions if anyone has questions about any part of what you saw today. So everybody, I gather, will leave here today and start their development plan.
So Donna, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Yvonne. You know, you and Tom mentioned the importance of LinkedIn, but is there a way to learn how to use LinkedIn? I mean, that might be a good training opportunity.
Sure. And while I know that there were a few classes that we had here on how to build your profile for LinkedIn, LinkedIn also has some cool little training tools that you can access if you want to know how to build your profile on LinkedIn. We also, people can reach out to myself, can reach out to Sienna Carter, who is part of that team, can reach out to also Elaine Peters, who we actually every year go to the LinkedIn Talent Connect conference, and we speak on behalf of higher education. But we also have learned tips through the last several years of what works best for building your profile on LinkedIn. And I will tell you what really works best is to start with your profile and building it, and then start to connect with the people that you know. That's, you know, that's how you want to build your network. And then start to reach outside of your network for those that you don't know but you want to get to know. And that's where you can join your groups. Other questions, maybe? Well, it sounds like there's no questions. So we'll give you back some 15 minutes of your day. And I want to, again, thank everyone for having Linda and I with you today. I hope that we provided you with some useful information and tools that you use to help develop your individual development plan moving forward. If you do have questions, feel free to reach out to us afterwards. Again, thank you very much.
Thank you.